Web Science Snippets, Franco.
First billionaire of the universe. It's a very short period on the scheme of the universe, but during this first billion year, a lot of transition happens.
Michaela Bagley.
We're looking at baby galaxies. So what's exciting is learning how galaxies can form and grow and get bigger and turn into things like the Milky Way and Andromeda that we see today.
James Tressler.
What James Webb is really transforming already in this first year of this revolutionary data is our understanding of the properties of those first galaxies, because we can now study them in much greater detail than before.
In only 1 year of James Webb Space Telescope observations, we already detect hundreds and hundreds of very distant galaxies, of galaxies that redshift greater than 9 on the first 500 billion years of the universe.
Part of the value of the Webb Deep Fields is not just the depth, we're seeing things that are fainter, it's also that we're seeing things at redder wavelengths. And so we're looking at longer and longer wavelengths of light than we could with Hubble.
So take really decades of tremendous work with Hubble, and within just a week we had already surpassed that with James Webb. So our quest for these early galaxies is dramatically advancing very quickly, but we're still hoping to find the signatures of the first light, truly the very first galaxies, those pristine pure hydrogen, pure helium galaxies. They still await us.
By observing the first galaxies, we want to push the limits of the telescope. We want to observe further and further away. And by observing further and further away, we will detect galaxies a little bit different, probably.
I'm really excited about learning what those first galaxies looked like. You know, how big were they? How many stars were they forming? How were they forming those stars?
And much like an archaeologist here on Earth can tell us great tales of civilization past, from the remnants that survived to the present. So the ruins that survived to today, or the ancient tools and ornaments. So too can astronomers tell us something about the very first stars in this indirect way, by looking for very old stars in very distant galaxies when the cosmos was very young.